Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, let us run some people for that. Hey. From every tribe and language, people, every nation.
Welcome everybody to Soul Purpose Healing. I'm Beata, and I have two very special guests coming on tonight, Seth from my show Friday, and Priestess Ma'at is going to be joining us tonight. So I'm grateful, and for all of my YouTube friends and family, I want to send you a, my guest disappeared. Okay, where'd he go? Okay, I want to just send you a greeting from my tiny house village.
Thank you.
All right, so we are back, and we are ready to start the show tonight. We're talking about this declaring an emergency proclamation from the Most High. We've heard that that phrase turned spread around, talked about in Hawaii lately. And, of course, the last 3 years we heard the emergency proclamation from our government to save us from the virus. Well, I want to just read to you, before I bring on my guest, I see my guest is here in the studio or in the green room, and I want to read to you something I found online written by a University of Hawaii professor and a University of Canada professor. And it was titled, "When a state of emergency is declared, we should all be alarmed." So I was just searching for an understanding of state of emergency and what that means. And this popped up. Very, very interesting. I just want to read one paragraph from this before we start. They write, "The status quo legal order preserves colonial law, asymmetrically enforced to protect the state at the expense of what they call Kanaka Maoli," that's Native Hawaiian bodies and territories. "At issue here, as has been widely documented by political scientists and historians, including our mentor and colleague, Dr. Noda Silva, at issue here, the law itself is a colonial creation of empire." Let me read that again. "This emergency law is a colonial creation of empire, rulership, control. Many Kanaka Maiala, that's Native Americans, refused U.S. annexation prior to the formation of the state of Hawaii in 1959. Upholding the law of U.S. empire, the state of emergency proclamation reinforces a hierarchy of peoples, which is a settler colonial science time and want to get a settler and colonial mechanism to erase certain forms of state defined life, both Kanaka Maoli, that's Native Hawaiians, and Moana Kia." So gives us a little bit perspective of when governments say, "We have a state of emergency, we declare a state of emergency," that we know behind those words, behind those actions, are a colonial mind that says, "We're going to exercise even more control and rulership over you." So I have Seth Mikhail on video. Seth, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear. So we get to look at Seth tonight. Seth was on Friday, but we couldn't really see him. We couldn't see him. We could hear his voice. So thank you for joining me. And Priestess Ma'at will be joining us tonight as well to give us a melanin proclamation tonight. But Seth, tell our audience a little bit about you. For those of you who did not hear Seth on Friday, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I grew up in New York. I was born in New Jersey. I grew up at a time where the Italians and the African Americans were at war with each other. So That's my background of, I guess you'd say, a black Italian. And I grew up with this revolutionary spirit because at a young age I experienced what division and segregation looked like. I was born in the 80s, so it was basically right at the last, from what I've been told, but the last streak of when it was really bad in the neighborhoods. And I experienced some stuff that brought me on the path that I am today, as far as uncovering the true history of the Americas, the black and brown peoples of the Americas, and who we were, the global civilization. How does that tie into everything else that's happening today? I grew up in a great family, but the streets just pulled me in so I can learn some things for what's happening now, and it's time to stand up and be warriors. And, you know, how does that tie into what we were saying about the Hawaiians? Is I lived in Maui for a couple of years.
Oh, really?
And yes, yes. And I'm actually very close with the king of Hawaii. His name is Akahi Nui. You can look him up on Google. He's an amazing, very powerful elder, Sanaka elder. And I got the rundown from him as soon as I got there. I was caught up in, like, the matrix still, you know, like, having the money, having the house, caught up in the real estate. And then I meet this elder, and he drops the reality on me. And I was like, wow, it's like the parasites, they still exist, don't they? He's like, yes. And he's like, in fact, if you go and buy a house here in Hawaii with real estate, you're doing more damage here than you were if you were to buy a house in the Americas, or buy a house in the United States, because Hawaii and the United States never actually had a treaty that allowed them to be there legally. So the United States is still to this day occupying Hawaii illegally. And so it's a much better, basically what you're saying, it's a much better karmic deed for someone to buy property to real estate in the United States than it is Hawaii, because Hawaii, they never even made a treaty. You know, the feds, you know, it's just very crooked what's happening. So so how does that fit in? Well, the beast is still around. The parasite is still around. Where we put our money, where we put our energy has a big feedback, whether good or bad. But, you know, it's like the more you know, the more you have to apply. So Most High ain't coming down on nobody. You know, that force within us is not coming down on us or getting us to learn some hard karmic lessons if we are oblivious to what's happening. But if we know what's right and what's wrong, this is the time where we have to stand up and stay firm. So I'm really grateful, Beata, that you allowed me to come on here and speak a little bit and share what I can for the people.
So why do you think all these wealthy people are investing in real estate there? Because that is the conversation now on Maui of why the elites are not doing their part, number one, to help the people, and then why Oprah has bought all this land, for instance. What is your feeling about the – I mean, I look at it this way. Maui is a paradise to me. I've been there twice. Oh, my goodness, we would just be driving to see a sunset. That's how exciting it was to be on Maui. Just to see a sunset was inspiring and
right.
and joyful. And just everything we did on that island was just refreshing and relaxing and just fly. And we flew to Kauai one day. Then we flew to the Big Island one time from Maui, though. We were staying in a timeshare in Maui. So I understand the attraction the elites have, but why so aggressive in their overtaking of the? Is it just because it's a paradise, or do you think there's some other reason from your association with the king?
You know, I'd love to answer, you know, and it's like I could go the logic route, but I'm just going to share what I know spiritually, you know, or a higher level, I guess you say. And it's because Maui or Hawaiian Islands is probably going to be and was always going to be a springboard for people, for the humans, for the aboriginals, for the indigenous people to stand up for themselves and to not allow this to happen anymore. We can't rely on a president. We can't even rely on, you know, Instagram leaders, YouTube leaders. We have to come together in community and make it happen. And so why? Because they're legally not allowed to do the things they're doing there. They're legally allowed to do the things they're doing here in the United States, quote unquote. Because we had treaties. They broke us down for a long time. This is, according to the Hawaiians, this is called the mainland. They call this the mainland of the Americas. And there's a lot of reasons why that, too, because we're connected to Mu, Atlantis, and Mary, but that's another thing. Over there, they're doing it because, on another level, they're trying to just initiate us to have this revolution. You know, that's just the, I can forget and start complaining and all that, but that's just the gist of it. I don't know if you had a conversation with Kanakas out there, but the minute that you talk about the U.S. or you talk about the government, it could be a little child will tell you, you know, it don't even have to be an auntie, you know, an auntie will tell you, or a child will tell you, like, yeah, it's corrupt, our queen got overthrown, and they're still here illegally, don't ever call us American, you know what I'm saying, like, if y'all not trying to learn our traditions, then go back to America, basically, and that's part of the reason why I had to leave, just because, I mean, they thought I looked Hawaiian, so I fit right in, you know, but once I start talking, they're like, oh, you got something here, you know, from now, I was like, okay, I'm learning enough here to go back to the States, to go back to the Americas and see if we could do something like that here, because they're still very tight-knit in their tribal culture, and that's something that we're still having to see here as the peoples here in the Americas, you know, it's like the fact that Mexico was half the country at some point, and then they made a border, and now Mexico goes down there. Same thing with Florida, where we at. Florida was like the whole East Coast all the way up into Texas. But they did a lot of divide and conquer. So that, you know, I hope that answered the question.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Seth. You have really hit the nail on the head about how the Hawaiians, the native Hawaiian people feel about the United States government. They're invaders. They're not really in charge. And I want to play this recent voice of a Hawaiian native. She's like 61 years old. And I think this is the one. No, that's not the one I want to get. You're so on point with that, because what I'm hearing, and I'm on YouTube a lot listening to what's going on in Maui right now. And they're starting to censor, the YouTube videos on Hawaii, on Lahaina now. It, in the beginning, 2 weeks ago, I was getting videos popping up all the time, Hawaii Real Estate, this guy's doing a lot of videos. And I was getting videos popping up all the time, and now I have to go search for them. So they're not coming up like they were before. So I'm going to play this one. This woman is especially on point. Let me see. Where is she? What You Don't See. Okay, this is called What You Don't See on the News. And I love this woman, her passion, and the fact that she's only 61 years old. Oh, not only. But she's 61 years old, and she's bringing out the voice of Lahaina. And just as you said, you're going to hear maybe some of the information that you just talked about, how they don't want, she wants Hawaiians to stand strong, basically. Okay, let me put this together with my audio. Maui, you want me? Okay, here we go.
It's Christine Borge. I guess you could say I'm a kapuna. I'm 61. I was living on 1A Street when it happened. I walked away with nothing except my dog, and I've been part of the human experience experiment ever since. First we were in Maui Prep. They passed out toilet paper because they wouldn't let us use the bathroom. I guess we look like leprosy people to them in our dark skin. Then we went to Baldwin High. Now I'm at Royal Lahaina. We need help because we're being told by people from the mainland who are culturally insensitive to fill out papers that will give the America, which I am a forced American. I'm not a proud American. I am forced to be American in Hawaii. You're telling us to fill out this paperwork so that you can give us the least amount of money. All I've had since day one is $700. FEMA is fighting with SBA I walked out yesterday because I'm hearing conflicting stories of what paper I should fill out. We need meetings in Lahaina. So many people, my employees, they're of Filipino ancestry, you know, they're Filipino. They don't know how to fill these papers out. 4 out of 5 of us lost our homes. It was burned to the ground. We are only being told, stand in this line, sign here. What are we signing? Who is it benefiting, us or America? That's what I want to know. And I want to know when we get to go back to our home in Wainae. Maybe it's gone, but there, for reasons that I don't want to discuss, we need to go back there. Are you guys going to just scrape it all away and say disaster zone? And America's going to get what they want, their satellite city? Because this was planned years ago. It's now happening. And all the poor people, the homeless, the hardworking people of the hotels, the kapuna, we lost everything. So you could have your satellite city. This isn't fair. I feel like I was used. I feel like crap on the ground. This is not right, and we should not be treated this way. We're in a hotel, and we have no communication. I cannot watch the news. I don't know what's going on. I just happened to see on Facebook there's a meeting here. We couldn't even have our pastor come in and ask us if we need prayer in the very beginning, but Oprah could come in. Who is she? Who is she? They said, oh, she knows the governor. We didn't need her in there in Baldwin High. Get her out. We don't know. We also don't need people like Kaina Shiki telling tourists don't come to Maui, because some of us, thousands of us, work in the hotel industry. They pay our mortgage. They give us our medical. And the medical, besides the county, is pretty good for somebody old like me. So don't go tell tourists, don't come Maui, because you're not speaking for us, the working people. You're speaking for yourself. Tourists, come. We love you. We have aloha. You have gave us money through your donations. We're not saying don't come. Come, because you will be helping us, the lower people. The grains of sand of Maui is what we are. We're not the ones living up in Laniapoku. Not one of those houses burned. Pu'amana is still there. Lahaina Shores is still there. Everything beyond the Civic Center is there, but the homes where we were working, where we were scraping, where we had less than $1,000 a month to pay for our basic needs of gas and food, we busted our ass. And this is what we get? Nobody called us. Our phones didn't work from 5 in the morning. The fire was not 10 o'clock when I went to work. The fire was still there. There was no water. Tell me if that's not coincidence. No water, no warning. And everybody talking about the satellite city before the fire. Lahaina going to be the first satellite city. Well, hey, Jeff Bezos, you got what you wanted. Oprah, you got what you wanted. And the guy who owns the nut, you got what you wanted. Fuck us all over. That's what happened. Okay. We need help in Lahaina. Who's going to come now and ask us, can I pray for you, Auntie?
Thank you.
Can I help you with your paperwork? Because all we got so far was $700, and we don't know who to call or anything. It's culturally insensitive in that zone.
Thank you very much.
Anuai ke aloha e na maka maka makahi o ko olea. My name is Aimokuchi. I am actually a resident of Kuholilea in Kahoma in Lahaina. My family has been in Lahaina from time immemorial, as far as I understand, from my ancestry. The original homestead for our family was on Prison Street, and it was a Kuleana tract that's still in our family down there. I understand it's burnt down. My grandfather's house, which was in Kilauea Mauka, is also burnt down, that my cousins lived in, and my aunt's house is burnt down in that very same area. They are all homeless. I think some of them have gotten into hotels, but they're all looking for need, you know, in that place. My family, I'm speaking on behalf of the Maialua family, because that's our family from Lahaina. We basically want accountability of people who are responsible for this. So we have questions in regards to the electric company, why they never turned off the power that day, and they should be held liable for this. People should be held liable for this, because this is gross negligence. this should be standard operating procedure that that power should have been turned off. And people's lives have been lost because of that. Fortunately, in my family, we haven't lost anyone immediately, or my cousins and things like that. But many other friends have lost their family members. And so we want accountability of people, that electric company, the police. Why did the police block people from coming and exiting? They had lines of people lined on Front Street. We heard testimony from people on top of Facebook that said, and things that said that basically the police was blocking the road over there by Chart House, and that the lines was not down from Wahikuli yet. And hundreds of people were backed up there with people in their cars, and they, a lot of people lost their lives, from what I understand. And why is not the police officer that was over there? He should be investigated. That wasn't the only place, Kilauea, Mauka, where Halemahaolu burnt down. I was told by people who escaped there on foot that the officer had blocked the road. People could not get out. My brother literally had to go cut the chain off of the old sugar mill camp area to let people out at the top of Kilauea, Mauka. And that's how people got out, because the roads were all blocked because the police were blocking it. This is what I'm hearing. And we want accountability. It needs to be investigated by a third party that is not associated with the government. That is not associated. Investigators should come in and they should look at this. Right now there's gross negligence, possibly criminal negligence on this part. People in Lahaina are angry, like other people have testified. We don't trust the government because of what has happened. I'm an attorney myself. And I question, there's so many things that are questionable that has happened here. And we want this to be, we want the trust to be restored in the government situation. And we need to have clarity, transparency on all these things. We were blocked out from coming back into Lahaina. I was blocked out several days. I could not come in. It was chaos. People was rioting at the stops. People told us it was fires, but my cousin told me it actually was riots going on over there. Right? With the police officers, families wanting to get in. It was mad craziness in the beginning. Now it's all kind of settled down. But we still don't trust the government. We're wondering what's on those documents for FEMA. You know, and I'm like, I don't know what's on the documents myself. And my cousins are asking me what should be signed, what shouldn't be signed. I said, I haven't seen any documents. I don't even know. And we're afraid to sign documents because right after that, the governor says, oh, I'm going to take the land. Right? He's talking about the state wants to purchase all this land and come in and open it for the working class and also work for a memorial and things like that. Who the hell does he think that he should get this land? This land belongs to the people already.
Okay.
The government is liable for this, grossly negligent, at least if not criminally negligent, right? And they should clean up all that land, restore that land to the people who own that, because they failed here. They failed. The government failed.
Okay.
And then the last point is this, the water and the issue with that water, why all that water wasn't coming down that mountain. From what I understand, they had to go ask the kalo farmers up the mountain about that. There's been arguments in Lahaina about water. I'm Hawaiian. I grow kalo. I agree with water being supplied for kalo and all that. But in an emergency, there's no excuse that the water didn't come down that mountain and that the sea worm held that back. And if Hawaiian families are responsible for that too, because of their pressure on the government, they should be reviewed for that action too. And they shouldn't have the say that they had to the point where it destroyed all of Lahaina. That's the other side of it. Because we're hearing half of Lahaina that agrees with this stuff, and the other half, now we speaking up because our families are suffering from it, from those policies. And we need to start looking at those policies seriously. And I'm a, like I said, I'm a kalo farmer. I grow kalo myself for my family. I also live off the land. I'm on like land that has water coming down that valley. And I'm off the grid. But I don't agree within an emergency situation that thing caused this to have no water for the homes, and the fire is burning up the faces, and it's not West Maui land's fault.
Okay, well, you raise very good questions, but we have other testifiers as well.
Thank you. And we want accountability. We want accountability. Lahaina wants accountability.
Thank you. We have a question for you, sir. Can you come back? Member Rollins Fernandez.
Seth, what are your thoughts on that? Are you on mute? I can't hear you. Okay, now try. Okay, can't hear you again. Okay, Seth is going to come back. We're at a break point, so we'll just take if, don't wait, I don't know. If let's see, if Naima, if you're ready for a break, Seth has, you're ready. Okay, I'm going to open, let's see which one. We're going to take a break. For those of you just joining us, we're talking about declaring an emergency proclamation from not the Hawaiian government, not the United States government, but from the Most High. Because as Seth mentioned earlier, the government of Hawaii is of the people. The United States is there illegally. So we need to establish today on this August 10th, no, we're in September, September 10th, 2023, which is an 8. We need to establish today, as Seth reminded us, that the people need to take back control and charge of their land and their sovereignty. They need to rise in their sovereignty. So, Naima Latif, your mic's open, and we're going to take a break. And then hopefully Seth will be back. Let me try and get Seth back in as we take our break.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato. Back. Thank you for joining me here on Facebook Live and on YouTube channel, Viata's Tiny House Village. And I'm honored to have my brother Seth back, who actually lived in Maui for 2 years. I don't think we brought that out on Friday, but either way, what are your thoughts, Seth, in hearing those voices from Lahaina or Maui?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I can just tell you right now that they are not playing over there. Like, I can feel it. It just feels like something's about to go down. They're ready. They're ready to stand up with each other. They're ready to do what they've been talking about for years. You know, when I was there, I was in it deep with the Hawaiians. You know, something in the universe has made it so that I was just learning everything that was going on. I was just purely mission based. I love the fruits. I love the beaches. I love the nature. You know, but every single day I'd have to keep coming back ground and start listening. To what the natives understand. And they have a network. They have their own food. They grow their own food. They have their own police force. There's a bunch of Hawaiians there, men and women, who they got their guns, they got their martial arts, they got their entities. So it's takeover time. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's only a matter of time for they stop completely putting American dollars in stores. It's only a matter of time before they tell people not to come out there or get out of the island. And that's just, it just feels like it's tipping point. And I feel like the whole world could feel it. You know? I feel like we could feel it. You know what I mean? That's a theory of mine.
Yeah. In fact, I saw a video of a German man from Germany, but he's been to Maui several times. The man was almost in tears and angry at what's going on because, as you just stated, he was expressing what all of us are expressing, that it was no accident, it wasn't a coincidence, if you go on mainstream media or you listen to what some people are saying, when they keep saying the wildfires over and over again, you know that they're lying with the mainstream media, that they're covering up for the government. When they keep saying wildfire, when you go on these channels where they're not calling it a wildfire anymore, you know these are the sincere, conscious individuals who know what's happening. So this German guy was expressing his frustration. So when you say the whole world is feeling this frustration and this anger at what is going on. And those people who've been in the dark, that's why I'm doing this show, because I know some people don't even take the time to research about what's going on. Well, that's way over there in the island in the middle of the Pacific, and it doesn't affect me. Mm-hmm. And so why should I be concerned about it? Oh, it's very poor. Oh, it's horrible what happened, but it doesn't. Yeah, hell yeah, it affects us. How did we not go through the Twilight Zone with the COVID madness and the emergency proclamation? The interesting thing about Lahaina, though, they actually put out an emergency proclamation before the fire. So instead of problems, we've got a fire reaction, let's do an emergency proclamation, and then the solution, we're going to take your land, basically. They went almost in reverse, said we're going to put out an emergency proclamation right away before the fires happen. And then we're going to say we have a problem, people lost their houses, but we got this emergency proclamation, and it's now martial law, police state, all the things that they've probably been planning for.
Right.
So it's so insane, but as I'm seeing like you that it's a world awareness, it's a global awareness of what is going on, and that's why we want to proclaim this emergency by the Most High, by Spirit, tonight. We want to proclaim. So one of the proclamations that I've been thinking of is that I am a powerful being. That's a simple proclamation that we all can agree to. And then we can go from there. I am a powerful being. I am
a powerful being.
Yes. And so what does that mean? Does this proclamation have any authority over you? Really, no. When I'm a powerful, sovereign being from the Most High, the words coming through me and in me and expressing myself as this sovereign, powerful being, if we all can get on that same vibration, that same energy, then we can do what you expressed earlier. It's time for the people of Hawaii to take back their land.
Yes, yes. Very powerful affirmation. With that comes with responsibility and a deep knowing that, like, when we say we're paying our landlord, like, you are the landlord. You are the land. I am the land, and I am the Lord. Like, a lot of people, you know, religion recently, a lot, they want us to pray outside of ourselves. They want us to pray to some mystery God, they say. And, you know, it's like we were made in the flesh, you know, and through people, God makes things manifest. So we are the children of the Most High. We are the Most High. We are that Word, and that's what we need to claim again. We need to actually feel that, though. We got to go inside and reprogram ourselves and say these things and feel it, you know, feel the vibrations. Yeah. I mean, you could shake the whole street just by saying that affirmation. You know, I am a powerful being.
And every day.
You find people come test you. Some people will come test you. Like, your own family can test you sometimes. Like, what you mean you're a powerful being? Like, you think you're the God? You think you God Almighty or something? Like, yes.
Exactly. Your family are usually the ones who are not in agreement, statement, your affirmations and proclamations of sovereignty
exactly.
And power. It's like, you think you're better than me? No, I just think
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
aware.
Exactly.
So we've
hey,
got,
look,
yeah, go
yeah.
ahead.
So I was going to say, like, nowadays if somebody comes and they say that, I'm like, in my own quiet time, my own self, I say, this person just obviously doesn't feel that level of authority within themselves. They don't feel that gnosis, that knowing that they are the Lord, they are a goddess. You know, I happen to feel like everybody who has the right DNA and genetics, we're activating in the sunlight right now. We're activating to be the high priest that we came here to be, the high priestess, you know, the wizards, the witches, all that. Wizards, witches, and yogis, shamans, everybody got treated the same. It doesn't matter what culture he's coming from. If you show some type of authority over the elements and you show some type of spiritual power, they would try to burn you or they would try to, you know, extort you and take your holy books. That I don't want to get too much into that, you know, because our Christian family have a lot of family, but power is coming back to the people. I'm feeling that. I know you're feeling that, Beata, and there's a bunch of people that we know and that we have yet to meet that are in this knowing of our powerful state of being. And I'm going to tell you this right now. When I was in Maui, that's when I got reintroduced to the Morris lineage as a cosmic law enforcer, as a bay. And as a bay, I can say this. Police recognize and police respect us. You know, they respect it. But that's another thing that we're up against, too, is tyranny and corruption of power. So it's going to take some bravery, and
courage.
We need all leaders to step up right now. We need the leaders to step up. And I'm not saying, like, you're going to, well, listen, I'm not suggesting myself even to go to war with police officers, but we have to know who we are. We have to know our rights, because if we don't at least put in an effort, then we're just gonna get trampled over. They're gonna try to do the same thing. I'm in Miami right now. Went to the beach yesterday, and I'm and it's like, okay, so they want this to be a smart city. Okay, so now it's satellite city. Same thing that they're trying to do in Maui. They're gonna beam it down and they try to turn it into a Wi-Fi and supposedly a Wi-Fi city. And supposedly, Miami is on the list, and there's a list of cities There's a list of towns and cities that they want to do this Wi-Fi society with. Maui seems to be the first one that they're kind of making this a show out of. So Miami could be next. We don't know. New York City could be next. So it's up to the people. It's up to the people. So we're like, no, we don't need all that, you know, or whatever it's going to look like. Yeah,
and we don't want all that. That should be the statement from
right.
citizens. If the government is working for the people, then the citizens should be the ones to decide if they want this technology, but it's actually the reverse. It's being forced on so many cities and communities, just like the smart meters. If you don't state specifically you don't want it, they're just putting it on every house, and then they want you to pay if you don't want it, because then they have to send someone out and it's to read your meter. And so nobody asked permission. The government didn't ask for permission. They just assumed that every citizen would want a smart meter on their house so they can read it from a distance.
Right.
And this is all, you know, when you're in a city that has a large population, this is what you have to battle, is the proclamations by government authorities who think they know what's best for you little children, right? So we've got a caller who's raised their hand. I believe that's Brother Kwame Sunhorse. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Viata, and good evening, Seth.
Good
Excellent
evening.
Show.
Thank you.
And,
thank us.
Yeah, thank us. And to my sister Tahita, who's driving on the road, she wanted to chime into your show, so I sent her your information. She's coming back from South Carolina. But anyway, what I'm looking at, and I sent you the 2050 agenda, and this is what we're looking at. You're looking at historic. See, we've got to do the research and follow the breadcrumbs, because from 1950 to 2020 on Hawaii, we have to look at the thing that happened. Hawaii has lost over 1.5 million acres of native forest. 1.5 million acres of native forest, and that even includes Maui. What they're doing is that removing the forest is removing the community, because the forest is the first community. Trees are life. And what they're doing is the same thing they did here on Turtle Island and most countries of invasion. They make these cities is nothing but a concrete jungle. They cut down the forest, they pave over the earth, they put down concrete, and they put up their buildings. And they make their metropolis, they make their urban. Now they're getting ready to make their smart cities and satellite cities. The thing in which they connect the fiber optics, everything is not in the cloud. What they're doing now is the same thing that they did with agriculture when they started using the thread. Fiber optics is a thread. It connects the internet to every space that they do it, and they drop it in the ocean. Right now, extraterrestrial fiber optics project is dropping cable from United States and the UK around the continent of Africa and down the coast of the South Americas. And they're leaving off of the West Coast, because you look at something. Why was there forest fires and burning up all of that area in California? Because when they build it, rebuild that up, they've got to have clear receptivity to transmit in that open land where the trees have been removed in order to transmit to those islands that they're going to have satellite cities. This is what Elon Musk turned around and create his satellite. This is why he's dropping cables to Africa and to South America, because this is the new trade. Because you look at something, 3/4 of a pound of cotton and 25% linens make the cloth that makes the dollar. So cotton is still, the thread of cotton is still in use, and now they've just taken the thread and made it into a fiber optics. You want to boycott something? We used to pick it. Now we click it. We used to pick it. Now we click it. This is the new trade. You want to do it? If everybody shut off their phones and didn't use technology for 2 days, you would shut down this system. Boycott it.
But, you know, that's like taking an alcoholic's drug away, but alcohol it, or...
But this, yeah. The part that even, and this, you just hit the nail. I was an alcoholic and a drug. I stopped it, so I've become an alcoholic again, but I'm no longer addicted to that substance that made me its slave. We have to take back our power, because the trees was the first wood wide web on this planet. And you're talking about using divine energy, because see, the thing that they're looking at with this part of what they're doing and removing those trees, you're changing the climate. There's going to be an elevation of the ocean because the Arctic is melting. Those sea waters are now getting ready to raise levels. So that land that once was being able to occupy, just like on Florida is going to be, that shoreline is disappearing because the ocean, Mother Nature will take back what is hers. And see, man is playing this part of AI, but the DI, the divine intelligence, controls this planet. And once we have the understanding that we work with the creator, not with the created. We work with the creator, not with the created. And the creators of this technology is attempting to play this new part of being a new Messiah. There is no soul in a machine. I don't care how much you make a robot. You cannot do what the creator has done.
And the interesting thing about the trees, a lot of the trees did not burn in this Lahaina fire.
Grassland is Maui is basically grassland. This is the big island. And the other thing that you're looking at is in that part of removing the trees, fresh water is the part that they, and it was funny that the man that they interviewed said he lived on what? Prison Street. Nobody caught that. He lived on Prison Street. They were prisoners in their own community.
The trees, that was interesting to me about the trees, though, how, you know, this DEW say that without any concern about censorship, because it's out there. These DEWs are responsible for a lot of the fires all over the country, and especially in Lahaina lately, because the way things melted, for those of you who are not paying attention, the cars melted, and the scientists and intelligent people know that cars only melt at a very, very high temperature, not from forest fires. So we know, we also check now that DEWs were involved. That's why we should all be paying attention.
Beata?
Wait a minute. The level of evil to intentionally do this, and now 2,000 estimated 2,000 children are missing. Many of them have got fried with this weapon. Now the fact that we're suspicious. There's an interesting video I watched. Someone took a satellite picture of the parking lot where buses were parked on Lahaina the day before the fire. School buses. There was a parking lot full of school buses from a satellite picture. The day after the fire, the buses were gone. Most of the buses left the parking lot. Now, what do you think was going on today? Yes, sir.
What's tomorrow? What's the date?
Tomorrow is 9/11.
What happened 2001?
Yeah, we know. The biggest...
Other part, we forget there were melted cars that wasn't even in the vicinity of the Twin Towers. All along the road, there were melted cars. How soon did we forget? The same weaponry.
Yep. So it's like, when are we going to wake up and do something different? That's why I look at these children missing as a sacrifice for us to wake the F up. How can we sit back and just say, oh, 2,000 children are missing. Oh, this is the way it is. Oh, nothing we can do about it. Well, yeah, there is something we can do about it. We're taking instructions from the Most High, and we're activating these antennas in our brain, in our heart. As I think you had said, rivers of light. We got to light up these rivers inside of us to activate the power within us and use telepathy, mental telepathy now. Activate. And it's time for a lot of us to do some fasting and praying. Because if you're stuffing your mouth every day, 3 days, three times a day with food, and you're not consciously aware of what this government is doing, killing children purposely and then trafficking them, when are we going to wake up? Here comes another plandemic. Twilight Zone episode number whatever. Right. What are we going to do? Seth, you look like you want to comment.
Well, yeah, something came through, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, what does it take? The wrong child to be taken for parents to get upset enough or to care about their neighbors to even stand up? I mean, you know, it's just like, that's why I said, I think Maui or Hawaii may be the first people to stand up and actually revolutionize as far as the United States goes, because they're not legally the 50th state, but they are, according to our search bars, whatever you want to look up. But even that should show you something, like how many people are in on Hawaii, the 50th state, you know? And that's a part of the crap that we're going to see here. And it sucks, because I would like to see us stand up. Why do we got to wait for this crap to happen? How much more children is it going to take to be taken? How many more cities is it going to take to get blown up by these direct energy weapons before all of us are starting to say, like, we're going to grow our food, we're going to have our own gasoline, we're going to do what we got to do as a people, because we know what we're up against. So I'm one of them leaders that are ready to not go to sleep and to work. But one thing I wanted to share, too, is there's a Mountain Dew. I don't know if y'all saw that, but there was a Mountain Dew that they came out with not too long before this happened, but it's called the Maui Burst.
Ooh.
And they had like the Polynesian god face on it, and it said Maui Burst, and right above it is the Mountain Dew, DEW, so direct energy weapon.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only that, I wish I could share some links, or maybe I'll share it with you later. There's a Simpson episode as well. I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you the Mountain Dew thing, but there's a Simpson episode as well that they showed how there was, like, light beams that went across the store, and it would blow up the store, and it would heat up the lake and make fish die and do all these things. So the Simpsons, Mountain Dew, I mean, this is all coming, all the conspiracy theories about to be the realest, you know, like we ain't going to be looked at as crazy no more. But one thing I want to say, too, I want to drop in, is spinal health and getting with your health is key right now. Like you said, like we were talking before, not eating so much and fasting a little bit more. And why I say the spine is because when your spine is straight up and down and you can keep it like that throughout the day, you're going to have more of the divine energy going to the body. So the spinal cord is, Hawaiians call that the dragon bone of succession. So that's when that dragon, our naga, our ancestors come through us, when we have this divine kundalini going, activated in our spine. So even right now, I have to make sure I sit up straight and do all this, and then sleep on my back and do a little yoga and just make sure I maintain this spinal health, because then I can start hearing the Most High within me. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to, go spend the money on a master teacher somewhere. I can actually listen to the Lord within. And that's what it's all about. Yeah, there it is.
So there it is. For those of you on Facebook and YouTube, what he was talking about, I can't expand it any right now. Let me see. See if I can get a better picture. Okay, yeah, that's about the bit. Mountain Dew, Maui Burst. So there it is.
Damn, there it is.
I mean, talk about talk about obvious.
I don't need to laugh, you know.
But I know, but it's in, well, look, this is in our face now. You know, that's the way this the government,
right.
emergency proclamations, they put it in our face and say, well, now, what you going to do about it? Here's clear evidence,
yeah.
DEW, Maui burst. I wonder
right.
when this...
Can you see when it came out? Yeah.
That's what I was wondering. When did this actually come out? Let's see. Mountain Dew. Do they still... Okay, do they still make Maui burst Mountain Dew? Released at first as a limited time only soda, it's now a permanent part of the shelves in DG. Now a DG exclusive, will continue to be available at Dollar General stores. What does Mountain Dew, what happened to Maui Burst? Let's see. I get, it was launched in October 2019.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Yeah,
wow.
We're dealing with some advanced characters.
Reptilians. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like, they're advanced in technology, you know? Because once you really tap in with the Most High within you, you can see all this stuff. You want to see, maybe you could see what went in a Simpson episode, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's too obvious.
Oh, yeah. They have a Simpson episode that actually talks about the Maui fire. So yeah, it's and who is the maker of Mountain Dew? Do you know who makes Mountain Dew? What company?
Some,
is that Coca-Cola?
Some Illuminati person, you know?
No, I'm wondering if it's Coca-Cola because we're talking about these declarations, emergency proclamations.
Phantom.
The question is who makes Maui or who makes it?
Phantom.
Fanta.
It's not made by Coca-Cola, right.
It's Fanta?
Fanta.
Okay, so the question becomes when the government declares an emergency proclamation, does it benefit corporations or the people? I think the answer is obvious, but just take a look at the last 3 years in the United States. When we had a virus running wild throughout the land, and the emergency proclamation was made to save the people from the virus, right? Oh, we're going to save everybody from the virus. It's an emergency. So if we have an emergency, we have to have a jab, you know. And so this is going to help the people, right? Who made the most money off this emergency proclamation the last 3 years in the United States?
You know, the money that they seem to be making is just reflecting the energy that they're harvesting from people. You know what I'm saying? They'll never make enough money because these are parasites that we're dealing with. I don't want to say too much, but we're dealing with beings that are using people as a host to get their energy harvesting. So they're going to keep taking up money, but that's just reflecting the energy that they're taking. They're trying to soul snatch. And like you said, I am a powerful being, right? That's a proclamation. So I just want to drop in and say it's very important to have your own proclamations and to have your own affirmations, your own mantras. I could talk a little bit about my spiritual knowledge a little bit as far as sound, the power of mantra and sound. But basically why we need to have our own mantras, our own affirmations, because they give to us through the signs, through the music, through the TV shows. They have our subconscious programmed to the way they want it to be programmed so they can get away with the things they're getting away with. The key from what I know, is to have your own mantras, your own connection with Amma, the Divine Mother, which is the sound, the supreme sound. That's what I allow to program. See, I'll listen to some of the music I like to listen to just because, you know, I start attracting things into my life that I don't want to attract. And it's not time to just lay back at all the time. Like, you know. So whatever it takes, but yeah.
Well, Seth, let me introduce you to High Priestess Ma'at. Thank you so much, my sister, for joining us. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, and then we're going to take a break because we're so glad you're here. She's going to give us some specific proclamations for melanin energy, because that the people in Hawaii are actually starting to talk about the white man as the enemy. Because they're, like, recognizing this thing. You all ain't helping us. FEMA ain't helping us. Red Cross. You know who helped and who's really helping the people? The Hawaii, Native Hawaiians are coming together, helping each other. So this has got to be assessed at a revolution. So, High Priestess, introduce yourself. Let's tell our audience a little bit about you, and then we're going to go to a break after.
All right. The hotel. Definitely an honor to be here, and I came in on the tail end of what Brother Seth was talking about, and I love it, I love it, I love it. I came in right on time.
Yep, yep.
So I am High Priestess. I'm in Martha Wilson. And my organization is called Melanated Work. The mission of, and we call it the MIDIC. Melanated Immortals Making Evolutionary Change. And our mission is to shift the global consciousness of the melanin-dominant population and establish an everlasting legacy of high-frequency beings and health, health and immortal wealth through the application and return of cosmic knowledge. And so one of the ways in which we do that is through the frequency. And the melanin, we have been transmitting that digital since the fall equinox of 2019. Coming up on the equinox, we'll be going into year 5 of transmitting this frequency. Where this frequency came from is we decided that we needed to establish our own priesthood that is focused on shifting these energies that are directed towards Black and brown people of, around the planet, because we are free to not be stuck in all of these different things, that we are able to actually shift and take this planet to a higher level of consciousness where we will not be talking about this stuff again. Okay, well, we know, you know, I saw Mountain Dew and all of that stuff, and people deciding that they're going to plant all kinds of crazy stuff in the earth and you know, these machines. We're not having that no more on this planet. When you focus on the planet, you attack the planet, you attack us. And so we got something for you. I would say it's not a fight, it's a frequency. All right? And so we have the ability to transmit any kind of frequency that we want to. We just have to move out of these feathers in this consciousness that keeps us held down to some of these issues that we are having.
Hallelujah. This is, and Seth was saying earlier, this is time for a revolution. This fire in Maui is kind of a sign that, to me, the Most High is lighting a fire on all of us if we are ready to rise up and do what needs to be done to suppress the enemy instead of them suppressing us. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we want to hear about this proclamation for melanin people and for the world, because melanin people are rising up now all over the world, as you said, to do what we came here to do. So Naima, your mic is open. If you want to go ahead and play our commercials, we'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Okay, the plot just thickened a little bit more. Thank you all for joining me this evening. I think this is so important that I hope you'll share this with your friends because it really is a spiritual awakening as we're recognizing once again the evil in our land that is so horrific that they would kill children and human beings to accomplish their goal. Now, Kwame just sent me something about Mountain Dew because we were talking about the can that has Maui burst on it, Mountain Dew, D-E-W. It's owned, basically, PepsiCo took it over. And PepsiCo, this is the key. PepsiCo is primarily owned by institutional investors like the Vanguard Group and BlackRock. And guess who owns the Hawaiian Electric Company? Or who has the large? Who is the largest shareholder of Hawaii Electric? BlackRock and Vanguard. Whoa, they've been planning this for years, and here it is, and now the Most High is saying, now what you going to do about it? I mean, it's in our face, and what are we going to do about it? So, priestess, what should we do about this? It's not, it's like we don't want to get depressed about it because this is like crazy, insane Twilight Zone. I really am trying to stay very positive, upbeat, and focused on what's my next move with the Most High guiding and promoting. So, High Priestess.
Okay, so one of the things that I like to, say, I like the way you said the Most High, is we need to tap into the full frequency of who we are. And I say that the Most High is also one of our, that's our first. first ancestors, right? So we have our bloodlines. We have those ancestors that have gone through, you know, the enslavement period, and we have the ancient ones that built all of these things. We have the matriarchal societies. We have patriarchal societies. But we also, we each came here as one of the expressions of the Creator, of the Most High. And we access our ability as that, okay, once we are able to detach. I like listening to one of the commercials that you had on, and, you know, the sister was asking the question, hey, do you have financial problems? Do you have relationship problems? Do you have health problems? These are the things that tether us here to keep us from looking at all of these things that you guys are just bringing up about what's going on when these things have happened to us. We have supreme authority to operate based on who we incarnate. We don't have to ask for no permission. We don't have to do no confirmation. We just have to be in alignment with who we already are. Sometimes we think we have to earn divinity. We got to earn purpose. We got to earn it. You know, I love using the word permission, right? If you, the etymology of words, it means for mission, right? And so we don't, we already got it. We don't have to think about it. I had, with the melanin frequency, one of the things, we call ourselves the legacy holders, right? So the legacy holders of our families, the legacy holders of this planet, the people that are willing to go ahead and take that role, to take their position, to be that, to operate in these frequencies. We ain't got enough boys and kids like that, but we do have enough of us, okay, to deal. As we know, you know, we repeat all these things. Thoughts are things, right? Okay, good. A thought is a thing? Great. You know what I'm going to think about? Ain't going to be no more of what has happened now. Ain't going to be no more Katrina. I'm opening up all these things. Don't be no more. And you go ahead and just fill in the spot. Every single person has the ability to do that, because when you use your energy, we're always, you know, we use our emotional body anyway, right, when we get upset about these things. One of the things that normally happens, right, is we see this, and he's tripping. They're always doing it. They're always getting away. I say, fine, that's fine. You feel like that? But I'm going to say, sneak it a little bit and say, you know what? I'm tired of seeing it. They're not going to do it anymore. Something's going to happen. They're going to swallow up. The clouds are going to dissolve. Or whatever it is that needs to happen, we can put our energy, our frequency, our feelings into that and bring that into being. It's what we want. So that's one of the things. I do have an audio that is part of the book, The Melanin Frequency, that I think is just perfect, you know, versus me trying to defend everything that I said at the time. And let me see if I can get it and bring it in here. Let me just see here. Oh, here it is right here. Do I have access to do that?
You can share your screen, and you, if you play your audio near your speaker, we you should.
Can. Okay, great. All right. Well, I'm going to play it. All right. Okay, I think I'm going to go ahead and play it. What's going on? Let's see. One second. I'm used to using PC, and I'm using the Apple product, so it's taking me a moment.
Yeah, those Apple products test your brain. It's like,
yes, I'm not.
To
it, and how can I play this? What's happening here?
So I may have to change over to the phone for the next half an hour. My battery just, that's crazy. Some direct energy weapon just zapped my battery. 20%.
Well, no, it's like, it's more like you just need to make an adjustment.
I'll stay on the camera.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, okay. I don't know why this is not a plan.
Yeah.
That is not cool. Oh,
well, let me just, there's a comment here from Satya Gardens. She says, 2019 is also when the Maui hosted the Smart City Conference. Wonder if BlackRock and what's the Vanguard were there. That's what it sounds like. They started this plan in 2019, and now here's where we are. The DEW, the proclamation, they roll out these things. I think something actually happened in January as well with the government of Maui that was kind of leading up to August 8th fire massacre, I want to call it. And then Zelda, our Monday morning host, says, Grand Rising, beautiful teachers, thanks for sharing such needed information. And thank you, Zelda, for being here. Are you going to have the audio?
Yeah, I'm going to just have to play it from my phone because I don't know how to work. Just iPad.
Oh, okay. Usually phone. I'm working with my phone as well.
Okay. All right. Let me.
The way we roll.
All right. Here we go.
Melanated mother transmission. This is a transmission directly to humanity from the melanin-dominant priesthood, healers, shamans, sizzlers, mamas, and fathers to elevate and evolve the status of the melanin-dominant population in the whole. With this transmission, we reclaim our faith and legacy as the original people and majority legacy holders on Earth. We release our people from enslavement and brutality and all remnants of post-slavery distress across the globe. We understand that universal forces will enforce this being. We are transmitting that our lineage is always free, ancestors, and operate on universal principles and knowledge, has unlimited wealth, resources, and natural technologies. Our transmission overrides all other transmissions, an energy field that seeks to reverse these objectives. May the sleeping mother awaken and activate the code of Ma'at stored in the divine feminine system so that all future and present descendants are nurtured under this code. May the fathers activate this information stored in their sacred seeds so that all future descendants receive dual activation of this code at the moment of conception. Embodied
I didn't hear that last sentence, embodied through embodied. What was that?
Oh, this part of my audio book, it just said embodied, so I embodied in my blue, I'm in, and the gate.
Okay, powerful, powerful. So release our people. When I hear that, I'm thinking about from victim mind, victimhood. Let go of the victimhood mentality and the fact that our lineage has always been free. Those two step out for me as something we need to proclaim every day. Because that is definitely from the cosmic order of things versus, oh, look what they've done to me, 400 years of slavery, and I can't overcome, and we need reparations, and on and on and on, bringing us into a lower vibration. So, yeah, let go of our people's victim mind and continue to depend on the universal forces guiding us. I don't know.
That's it. And so that in itself is a frequency that helps to release those things, because once we release those things, you start thinking differently. You don't think like a victim. Okay, you think like the legacy holder that you are. You think in your divine order. You say, you know what, listen, I don't know what to tell y'all, but you're not going to destroy your planet. Okay, so whatever needs to happen, okay, we're putting this frequency out that we're not going to allow any more of this. We're not going to allow any more of these false consciousness to be transmitted. Our frequency is going to be stronger than any of those things. That's what we're doing. Okay, and so what we did with the melody frequency is we broke it down into 52 frequencies. Each week there's a different one, and we've been transmitting since 2019. So that was pretty interesting that the person was saying that 2019 they started something over in Hawaii. Of course, had no knowledge of that. We started the transmission before the COVID epidemic. All of this because there needs to be a frequency put out that now, and we put it in the water, we put it in the ocean so that it can circle the whole body, right? If I know I'm speaking to the choir, right? That, you know, the water carries that frequency, it not only carries it throughout the planet, but it also carries it in the air, because the air that we breathe, most of it comes to oxygen, calcium, and plankton in the ocean. And so this frequency is still going. This is why you're seeing a lot of people waking up to these things. We see, you go to Instagram, you'll hear all kinds of things that you didn't hear, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, because you weren't hearing people speak this way. And so now we are. It's over. It's a done deal. Like, this is over. You know what I'm saying? And so these are the last, it's like, what do they call it? The alligators and the crocodiles, the death roll. So they're going to try to take something down, but it's over. It's done.
Well, and in our face, the knowledge that's in our faces, they the powers that be, the reptilians, the insane group wants to reduce the population. We've been aware of that for a while. At least those of us who are reading and watching, conscious, intelligent, informed people, we know. Even Kamala Harris came out and said in a speech that once we reduce the population, and the quote on the video was like, did she really say that? So it's in our face what they're doing. So the thing is to ask yourself, all of us, are you going to participate in their plan? You're going to participate in their plan to reduce the population by taking a jab. Because now we know that myocarditis is one of the side effects of their plan, of their jab. Why? Because they want to reduce the population. Boom. Simple knowledge. And so everything this government, even this Maui massacre, I think maybe in 2019, if they had a secret meeting at this Smart City Conference, or if they had, you know, certain elites there and closed doors, they probably talked about their plan or their strategy to reduce the population. And it was probably using a certain language to convey to those there, the elite and all that, that hey, remember, our MO, our plan, our goal is to reduce the population. How many times do you have to hear that? And then, like Sister just said, key into our unlimited power that we have, override all the other agendas reducing the population and change and be more mindful of your choices. When you know that this is what their plan is, if you go and have a jab or do any of these things, you're ignorant. That's how ignorant, you're ignoring the wisdom that's been placed in our lap of what they're doing, what their plan is. So are you going to submit to their plan? Are you going to cooperate with their plan? Or are you going to, as of this day, declare an emergency proclamation that we're not going to put up with this BS anymore? Why? Because we are powerful melanin people, and we have the ability, the capability to put down and interfere with their plan. There aren't everybody's not going to survive this agenda, but for those of us, I hope, who are here tonight and who are listening, we're going to be making different choices and creating the energy, the telepathic energy, to send out to the universe, the globe, to stop the plan amongst those who are ready and willing to make a change. Seth, you have any comments?
I'm just listening to my speak, you know? I'm observing right now. Yeah.
I mean, do you have people in your life who are not aware that the agenda is to reduce the population? Do you have anybody in your life who's not on top of this?
Yeah, I try to stay away from them, even if it's family, you know. If I say I struggle the most, is trying to not be affected by my own family, you know. Like, they went down a religious route, a lot of them they may be watching me right now, they'd be taking shots to jabs. Here I am on Instagram and Facebook posting what I'm posting, but it's at that time where you're just like, all right, we grew up together, we share the same blood, but if I hang out with you, I'm going down. You know, and that's hard rocks right now. That's hard. But they're starting to get it. Even they're starting to get it. When you start talking about the Elohim, when you start talking about melanated nation, you start talking about the Most High, something clicks in them a little bit. So, yeah. But anyway, I'm just, like I said, it's time for the goddess to rise. So I'm just a servant to all that.
I say. I wanted to say something about the population control, because you heard about the Georgia Guidestones, right? Now they gone. They ain't no Guidestones, right?
Are they gone, did you say?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear about that, or did I?
A few years ago, yeah. Somebody blew them up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I might have heard that from Kwame or somebody, but it kind of passed. Wow.
Yeah.
So why do you think that's significant? Tell us.
Well, because the Guidestones themselves, I've been there, and it was still a mechanism for population control. They say that, you know, what was it, 500 million people, that's all they want on the planet? Something like that? Well, we're in billions. And so who gives whoever these people are the authority to make those kinds of decisions? And they say that we're overpopulated. And one of the things that I always tell people when they say that, right, is, okay, you can either believe your own eyes or these statistics. So let's just take us over here in the United States. Most of the people live on the two coasts. And of course, more so over here on the East Coast, from New York down to you know, all the way down to Florida. That's where most of the people are.
Right, right.
And then as you start to move west, it gets less. Ever driven across country, and I've driven the southern route and the northern route, from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Right.
Everybody knows when you drive across Texas, even Texas, right, Utah, Colorado, Nevada, you get those sounds that say, fill up here, no gas, for 300 miles.
Right.
Because ain't nobody there.
Right.
we're not overcrowded in the United States. What are they talking about? We don't have a population problem. They have a control problem.
Right.
They can't control the people, so they want less people so that they can control more. But if you really look at if you live in New York and people are on top of each other, or Tokyo or some of those places, but not if you go out to the, a drive in less than an hour outside of New York City.
Right.
And you won't have that problem. We are not overpopulated on this planet.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Isn't that interesting how the Most High gave us this land? And there's enough land for everybody who's born into the land, but then we choose to crowd ourselves in these cities on the east, like you say, east and west coast, instead of spreading out on the land.
That's right. Yeah, and so there's no way you're going to tell me it's not enough land for the people. It's more. If we got land here, you go to Mexico, it's the same place. This is why we need to travel.
Yeah.
And go to these different places so you can see how spread out it is. And then the numbers, they lie about the numbers. You know, when I, for example, if you want to find out, I just Googled, this was many years ago, what's the population of Egypt, right? So what they did is showed me Cairo. Cairo has 10 million people. Now, if you've been to Cairo, most of the people are Arabs. Right? Okay. That's great. But guess what? Egypt has 70 million people. And if you travel through Egypt, Cairo, yes, and maybe Alexandria. I haven't been there, but I've been to Cairo. Cairo is mostly Arab, but everything else is Nubian. But what they give you is the stats for the city, the biggest city. So we don't even know our own population. You got people who live in on the continent of Africa who call themselves minorities. No sense. And then, just even like I said, we need to believe our eyes versus what we're being told. And so this is why we're making these proclamations, these declarations, so we can wake up.
Absolutely. We're going to take our last break, and we want to come back and do some more affirmations, because there's a lot of people need to wake up. And Seth's mic is open. He's called in. So whenever you have a comment, you'd like Seth's mic is open. So Naima Latif, your mic's open for more commercials.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, to stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on this very important topic to declare from the Most High, not from corporations, not from these corrupt governments, but from the Most High, who we are, what we need to be about doing. And interesting, I saw, or I'm seeing lately, they're talking more about ivermectin. Ivermectin, I don't know if you know anything about ivermectin. Ivermectin was a popular, so I would call it a supplement to overcome what they called COVID, over COVID and the flu. Ivermectin was actually originally a fermented product that kills parasites, basically. That's what ivermectin. I took it about 2 years ago when I got the flu, and it kills parasites. But the media and the government were making so many claims that it was dangerous, it was horse medicine, because they actually use ivermectin to kill parasites in horses. But it's also been used in Africa to kill parasites. And one of the doctors who came out said her family's been using it in Africa for many years. So it's coming out now that the reason the government, the medical system, was discouraging people from using it because you could not declare a state of emergency if there was a product that could heal people or help people get well, like ivermectin. So the government knew that ivermectin was very, in fact, I think Trump actually took it when he got sick and when he was president. But the government knew and medical system knew that ivermectin was a very effective supplement. I'm going to call it a supplement because it really isn't a drug, but they called it a drug. Very effective drug to help people get over COVID or the flu. But really, the reality is they didn't want it to be promoted because then the state of emergency would be null and void because if as long as there was a product that could help people get well, no state of emergency. So right away, they jumped on that as something to suppress and lie about, and misinformation. And then guess who profited from that oppression, suppression? Trillions of dollars made by corporations. Pharmaceuticals made billions of dollars off of the lies and the misinformation. So we are here to promote the truth that we all need to be carrying in our hearts and minds to overcome the deception and the corruption and the misinformation by our government. And I'm hoping, like, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy created a company that he was going against BlackRock and Vanguard. He saw that BlackRock and Vanguard were very corrupt. They were using people's money. And he still talks about this on the campaign. He's running for president. Talked about this on the campaign, that the reason he started this company because Vanguard and BlackRock were using people's money to do all kinds of corrupt things and dishonest things. So he started a company where he said, number one, we're not going to be investing in China, and we're not going to be investing people's money. So he made a lot of money off of that. And I say that to say that now we are so aware of Vanguard and BlackRock being major influencers in Hawaii, with them owning the Hawaii Electric Company, which the government of Hawaii is suing, or was suing the Hawaii Electric Company, which was probably just a distraction from the real DEW, Mountain Dew. Let's just say Mountain Dew. I'll call it Mountain Dew from now. Throw people off, which maybe they won't get it, and maybe they will. But what's your thoughts, High Priest?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, we know about all these things, and the thing is, you know, the same thing keeps pointing out over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Any experiment, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, and so at this point, like, it's interesting because when you're talking about these frequencies, we have a frequency, you know, for immunity to all of these things. There is a declaration to whether it's electronic, whether it is, you know, made up, all of it, okay, that we don't even deal with these things. And, like, we have these natural remedies that are available to us, and that is how we operate. And we're only going to be guided and instructed by nature. And in these different situations, we don't need to look anymore for answers coming from that source. We need to go right to our and get all of us. And of course, you know, nature will tell us, you show us the way. The cosmos, the sun, the earth, everybody, animals, you know, little insects, they'll give us all of the information that we need. We need to stop even paying attention. I'm not going to say pay attention. We need to know what's happening. However, we don't always need. We want to get to a point where we are no longer responding. Okay? We're in front of all of shenanigans. Okay? This point, they need to be working. By the time they worry about what we do, we've already done it, and we want to do something else.
Right,
all
right? Right.
And
right.
So it's shut down. You know, for all of it, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. And so now we have to reprogram or readjust ourselves to be in tune with what is natural, what is necessary, you know, so.
So what do you think is the best way to be proactive? Like you said, we don't need to be reacting or responding to this craziness. And to me, the Twilight Zone episodes is a time to bring out the popcorn, because I'm just so fed up with the entertainment of the same thing over and over again, the craziness, that we all should be over, and we should just be, here they go again. So what is some suggestions on how people can be more proactive especially going into the fall? Because they already start in the Twilight Zone episode of fear-mongering. Here we go, fear-mongering time. Be afraid of the little virus again. And so let's talk about ways to be proactive, like you said, ahead of this game, and come in with the popcorn instead of, instead of biting our nails. Oh, no, what are they going to do next?
Okay, yeah. I always say everything starts with a decision.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when you decide, you know, especially, you know, I tell people, just get in your feelings about being fed up about this and how you have come into this and you don't know what to do. Even if you don't know what to do, that's great. That's fine. Okay. It's just something with a decision. From this point forward, I'm no longer going to participate. I'm not available for none of these shenanigans. I'm not available. Neither are my children, all of those that we have direct responsibility to. We're not available. We're not participating. We're not available. y'all need to be over there somewhere. And not over these shit and, you know, worry about this, bite my nails, do all this stuff. No, I'm no longer available and I'm not participating. Sometimes just saying that, boom, what happens? Frequency, consciousness comes in and says, oh, did I hear you say you weren't available? Okay. Good girl, I've been waiting for you to say that. Okay.
I love that.
You know, you're just like, listen, we're not available. Okay? And so now here comes, well, let me tell you what now. You're not participating in that anymore. As you say, most times you come tap you on your shoulder. Let me show you what now you can participate in, that you can be a part of, that you can, and it's just like, boom, thing after thing after thing after thing. So you make a decision. You make a decision that you're going to do what you came here to be. You make a decision that you're the legacy holder of your family and you're going to shut down all generational trauma that is stopped with you. And there will no longer be any discussion. Oh, well, you know, our family, we got sugar or, you know, diabetes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, our family, it starts with a decision.
And that's not easy. I think what High Priestess is talking about is a renewal of the mind, a serious renewing of the mind. And it some of the choices, as she said, that we need to be making, since I'm not participating, I'm not listening to certain music, because a lot of the music out there is designed to keep you at a certain frequency of either fear or sexuality. Look at all the sensual music out there that people might be listening to, which takes you away from like Tantra or a higher mindset of relating to a man. And if we can get into more tantric thought and participating with men and women in a more unique family environment, then we're not going to be fighting with our sisters. We're not going to be fighting with our brother, our men. Mm. So what you just said is powerful, because when we're not participating, but Hollywood especially wants you to participate in that drama of jealousy and promiscuity and all of that, which takes us away from having this higher mind and being connected to the Most High every day, every hour. I think it's interesting when people say, well, I'm going to go and pray about that. I'm in prayer 24/7. Prayer alert, prayer availability. If I'm driving or doing, and I see an accident right away, prayer, but sending energy, love, healing to that person. If I'm getting so with my grandchildren, as they are saying things to me that I'm thinking, why are they doing? I'm not, prayer mode, activate silent prayer to send out some positive energy. Do you find, I don't think prayer should be thought of as something to go sit down in a church and put your hands up, Father help me, Father God help me, blah, blah, blah. No, we ought to all be in 24/7 ready mode to pray, and that means what? What would you say prayer is in your life, High Priestess?
I have something called AIDS. they call these my acronyms, right? I got a whole bunch of them. So one of them is AIDS, always in meditation.
Ooh.
Meditation, you are, everything is working right. Everything, you are in the line. You are in the. And so why leave that space?
Yes.
Ever. So I love what you just said. Why leave that space? Like, you know, and if it's prayer, that works. That's fine. Always in meditation. Always in prayer. And we say we aim always in divinity, right? So even taking it to the next level where when you start to recognize yourself as a direct expression of the Creator, of the Most High, as Amma, our loved brother, used the name Amma, right? When you recognize that, then you can also age always in divinity. There's no reason to come down off of that, because if you look at how your life has been, no matter how many earth years you are, right? At this point, when you become an adult and you've spent at least 30 years on this planet, right? I'm just saying, at least 30 years, right? You'll probably be fed up by now, right? And so when you make that decision, then it's like, so then why ever leave it? Why not have everything aligned with it? Every thought, every breath, every, you know, I'm just talking. everything, nothing that is not in alignment. And then when it is out of alignment, you say, you know what? I'm not participating. Okay, I don't allow it. It's not something that I'm going to do. So we talk about aiming, always in meditation. And so that goes right in alignment with what you just spoke about. And so we have these frequencies that we walk with everybody, just like we have a unique print, thumbprint, fingerprint. We have a, although we're all aligned as one, right, we also have a unique wavelength that is our own. And if we make the decision that we are going to now be the authority of that frequency, then that's when we start seeing things open up. Now, this is not, let me just say this, it's not an overnight process.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, because if you, depending on how much trauma you had, you're going to bounce right back to that trauma.
Absolutely.
Right? But the more and more you stay in your ground, in your frequency, those trauma responses, those trauma triggers become less and less. And you're able to hold the frequency even under pressure, even under situations and circumstances. But keep making that decision. Keep making that decision that you are no longer available and you're not participating.
And I want to add it, when you do aim, always in meditation, the choices we make throughout the day, for instance, if we stop and we want to get a donut or something, some junk food, I think always in meditation, you need to ask yourself, why am I eating this crap? Why? What do I need this for? What are my feelings right now that I need a donut? I say donut because that's one of the best drugs to comfort yourself, like all that sugar and flour, you're going to feel a whole lot better if you're down and out and depressed and sad. That donut's going to lift you up, right? Or even if it's chips or french fries, processed food, we don't have to, because this is all choice to vibrate at another level. We should be more and more aware of what we're putting in our mouth, because that is going to reduce your body's vibration to hear from and to be receptive and to make the responses that we need these days, with everything coming at us to bring us down in our vibration. So think about that, everybody. The next time you want to grab some food that you know is not nourishing your body, if you're having trouble with that, look me up. Or look up a High Priestess Maat. In fact, we're at the end. How can people connect with you, my sister?
Melaninedimmortals.com.
Say that again, because
Melaninedimmortals.com.
Okay, Melaninedimmortals.com.
Melaninedimmortals.com.
So that's immortals, immortals.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or if you just pull up my name, it comes up on the Google search.
Yeah. So, Brother Seth, your mic is open. Do you have any final words you'd like to express to our audience? I'm so glad you're here. Brother Seth is what we call a millennial. And one of my goals on Blog Talk Radio is to bring more millennials in, because they are our future. And we want to help them, help you stay on this path of high vibration and aid, always in divinity. And he's already there for the most part. So, So, Steph, you have any final words? How can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can holler at my Instagram for now. It's Yahuda_Buddha. So YAHUDA_Buddha. And my suggestion, I think, would be, you know, come together, get with people who are conscious, connect with your community elders. I mean, even if the elders are, you know, maybe just some of us conscious millennials maybe eating the wrong way or saying things that seem kind of off. I mean, just everybody needs support right now. I feel I can always gain some wisdom from the elders on the block, you know, whether it's, you know, and I feel like as young as we got to pay attention to the elders, we got to pay attention to the high priestesses, we got to pay attention to the high priest and be okay with being wrong and just like, you know, just listening. Is learning how to listen because we have the vitality, we have the energy to make this change. We have it, but we need direction. And so, you know, and getting close to the Most High in meditation. You know, meditation is key, very, very, very key. It don't matter what age you are, if you know how to be silent within, and you know how to close your eyes and breathe. You're gonna get the divine messages. You're gonna get the direction, the best direction for you. Sometimes, you know, I meditate. I get cross-legged and stuff, but a lot of times I get a lot of my revelations from just staying there in bed when I wake up and just looking up between my eyebrows or just listening in for the silence, and that give me instructions for the whole day. So, yeah, just learning how to listen and connecting with your community and with your elders, definitely.
That is on point. I think we're both saying I say because staying in bed is where you can get that best revelation and hear, and I do my stretching. I wake up, I'm in gratitude, and then I'm in stretching. And, yeah, let's spend more time, if you can, if you don't have to jump up and go to work, spend more time or even set your clock early enough to have that meditation in bed.
That's another thing. One quick thing about that is, like you'd be surprised. The brain, as soon as you wake up, your brain is coming out of a very deep wave. It's coming out of the deep delta. So just before opening your eyes, you know, just look up. You start seeing colors. Take advantage of that. If you're not going to sit down and meditate that day, at least just rest a little bit more, close your eyes and breathe before you get up and do anything else. Yeah, that's key for me. Sometimes I get lazy, you know, but Most High comes through. It don't matter, you know. God's mercy is great, you know. So,
Just pure attitude. Thank you so much, Seth. Mm-hmm. And we'll have on again. For now,
appreciate
you're my millennial.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Miami, so I'm all about, pardon me, I'm all about tribing up. If y'all are in Florida, y'all want to get together. I'm looking for my brothers, my warriors, my sister and my sister warriors. We growing food. We on a revolutionary tip. We want to start selling fruits on the street, connected with other farms. So I'm all about tribing up right now, and I have opportunities for people to make money and to grow food. But we in Florida. Like, let's connect, whatever it is, you know.
If the opportunity, we can. And High Priestess, mm-hmm. you have an event coming up in a couple of weeks. So tell us about that.
So it is the melanin frequency. This is going into year 5, where we are doing – a Black Gods and Goddesses convergence up in Stone Mountain outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And most people know about Stone Mountain. They say that's a big crystal.
Huge
crystal. So we are all coming together for the Strong End from Friday, September 22nd through Sunday, September 24th. September 23rd will be a full day of ritual. We have an Earth Sutra that is out of this world, literally.
Oh, wow.
But it is a connection with Earth. And then from that, we have what we call co-rituals. And so we have different folks coming in and doing a variety of rituals. We have sound bowls. We have people who are, we have dance rituals. We have drumming, of course. You can't do it without the drum.
Oh, yeah.
We have water from a brother, a source, where he has a land, and I forget how many feet down that water is, right? And we're going to have the water from that land, and that's what we will be partaking of the entire strong end.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is just a wonderful event. We have actually taken 9 moons or 9 suns to prepare for this ritual. We started back in on the winter solstice, and so it all culminates here on the fall equinox. And so an awesome event. And, you know, it is, you know, if you want to find out more about the event, you can go to melanatedimmortals.com and you will find out information. You'll have there some go-to events and it should be right there.
So are people camping? Should we bring our tents?
So yeah, you can bring yurts and stationary RVs up on the mountain.
Oh, okay.
So those are, they even have stationary tents that are available up there on the mountain as well. But people are also available. They do have camping sites or tent sites for that. We have, a catered meal. We got, professional drummers. We got, all kinds of things happening around that time. And so, yeah.
Now, how far is that from the Atlanta airport?
Okay.
Well, I'll find out.
The airport is College Park. So, Stone Mountain, though, I believe, it's on the other side. So I'm thinking about 45 minutes.
Okay.
You know about traffic in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. 85, honey. 285 and 85. I know all about it. Yeah, my sister lived in College Park. My nephew lived in Fayetteville. So, yeah, I'm familiar with it. So I'm thinking if I come, I would fly in and rent a car. Instead of driving all the way from Florida, that would be 6 hours.
Oh, I drive from the D.C. area. That's 10 hours.
No.
I love it. I get a lot of my, so-called downloads, uploads from when I'm driving.
My butt is hurting now. Hour in a car. I got to get out. That would stretch. Every 2 hours, I'd have to get out and stretch and go get there. My partner and I drove from here to Fort Lauderdale, which was 3 hours, to take a flight to Cuba. And the 3 hours, we were able to stop because we were on the turnpike. We were able to stop every hour, and they had these massage chairs that were just off the chain. It's like, oh, my goodness. And that helped us make otherwise, I'm like, I can't do this too long. No, I don't like No, I'm spoiled. I'm really spoiled. I'd rather fly. Even if the flight's an hour and a half, I'd rather have that than a 6-hour drive. That's too much.
I got you.
So I'm trying my best to make it to that event. That just sounds so exciting and enlightening and healing, even. Very healing.
You would love it. You would love it.
So I'll be in touch. And thank you so much for being here. Love you, sister.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to say good night, and thank you to our global family. Let's see, let me bring that up. And everybody have a good week. Come back tomorrow. morning for Zelda's Monday morning mindfulness on the female solution.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jared. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
So everybody think about it. Just bless. In the meantime, send your heart blessings to Maui. Stand strong, Maui. We love you. Mwah.